This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Yes, and David was chatting in the break with our next guest who's in here with us. We have Shane Dunlop, who is the general manager at Channel 31 and is also a writer, producer, director, very busy person.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for finding the time.
This is on a Sunday afternoon.
And congratulations, like in the next studio is your adorable little boy.
Yes.
What's his name?
Freddie.
Freddie. Yeah. Oh, and he's looking in, turn around. He's looking in at Dad.
I'm on
now.
The radio.
I'm on the radio. No, Dad, you're supposed to be on TV. You're not on the radio. So give us a bit of a background on who you are.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, I guess I've been involved in community radio and community television now for almost 20 years. Started as a community radio on-air personality going way back.
Okay. Whereabouts?
Well, it was called Ear FM.
And
it used to share Joy FM's band when Joy was going for
the license.
That's right. There was four stations that shared the same band.
Oh,
we're going
and
back
Joy
to the early 2000s. Joy got the license.
Yeah.
But it shared the band with this station that I started on back as a teenager.
Yeah.
And did that for a while.
And what was it, Shane? What sort of...
What music? Yeah. And what, it was a bit of a casserole of types of genres. But did that for a little while, and then started getting into what I did at university was essentially film and TV production, and did that as a sort of a weekend enthusiast for a little while. Started making stuff for YouTube. That led me to making short films and things, and one of those along the way ended up being broadcast on 31, and that, I guess, led me to sort of, you know, going down that path a little bit more and making TV shows for 31 as an independent third party.
What sort of stuff did you do?
Sort of comedy, dramas, sort of narrative TV programs, which... There's not a lot of those on community television just because of, you know, how hard they are to produce.
Yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily recommend anyone go back and try and find those at this point in time because not all of them have aged very well. But that's essentially what I got started doing, was making those kinds of programs. And then I guess one thing led to another, and I started working at 31 and have been there now for 10 years. Ran the production department for most of that time, and then just before COVID hit, took over as station manager.
Right. Now, like Channel 31 has had such an interesting path, tried to be closed down by the federal government several times.
Yeah.
And, it confuses a lot of people because it's Channel 31, but it's actually Channel 44 to watch. I can't get it because I go through one of the, the pay for it I just can't get it.
Yep.
So I have to look at it on my, computer or my phone.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of a history of the horrors that you guys have been through for the last couple of years.
It's not been fun. Probably going back to 2014 was when it all really started to hit the fan, and we were advised at that point that we were going to need to make way for nothing, essentially, at the time. They were going to need the space that we existed on for alternative uses. They didn't say what those alternative uses were, and none of that has come to fruition.
Yeah.
But essentially, that's when it started, 2014, and we were given a series of deadlines, and so at that point, it was the end of 2015. And then we were given to mid-2016, then it was late 2016, then it was we'll give you to end of 2017, then we'll give you two more years. So that went on for right through till 2021.
Yep.
Did that kick off with the advent of digital television?
No. So that was a whole other battle. If you go back to a generation before my time at 31, we had to advocate to carry across to digital TV. So there was a big fight at the time to get Kevin Rudd to make sure that Channel 31 was given carriage on digital television.
Oh, I see.
So this is another 4 years on from that.
Yeah, okay, please continue then.
Yeah, no, so it just goes on like that really for many years. And one of the, I guess, the example that I like to remind everybody that happened to us, we were meant to be switching off June 30, 2020.
Yeah.
And on the 29th of June, we had already said goodbye in the office. Whoa. We basically said to everybody, that's it. We don't think we're going to make it this time. And on Q&A the night before, the minister of the time, I won't say his name because I'm sick of talking about him, to be honest, but he went on Q&A and basically said, we'll give him another year. And so we hadn't been...
So you didn't know?
We had a hint. We were told to watch it, basically.
Okay. Oh, I see.
No one had formally said, you're going to be okay for another year, basically. But this is, you know, 26 hours before we were getting ready to flick the switch.
Stressful.
That's, yeah.
And also it doesn't allow anyone any time to... plan their lives.
No, I mean, I'm grateful, and I think it worked out well in that our staff and the people who were involved in community television in Melbourne were committed to seeing it through to the very end. So that meant that everyone was still there.
Mm. Yeah. And do you know what? That's what I love about Channel 31, the fight that you fought, and that's one of the reasons that we wanted you on, is because you've got to be congratulated that you actually didn't give
or
up.
Or committed, whichever you think.
Yeah, because a lot of the other states, apart from Adelaide, have lost their way, haven't they? They're gone.
Yeah, well, it was just, I mean... We came very close, and frankly, the challenge, those 10 years and the damage that has done in general, you've been to our new offices. I mean, we've definitely had to downsize.
Yep.
And
it's not even soundproof, which is right. The really interesting. You know, they pull a curtain across because I actually film for Bent TV there.
Yeah.
And a curtain gets, and somebody sneezed the other day. We had to stop.
Yes. Yeah. And there's really a gym behind us and a school across from the road. Yep. It's just so if it's all kicking off around us, we have some serious sound issues, but that's just a product of the journey. If you put any business through 10 years of not knowing whether they've got 6 months at a time and not telling them they've got another 6 months until there's 2 or 3 days left, that would destroy any business. And it's decimated the sector. That's why there's only 2 stations left. So I guess you could look at 31 in Melbourne and 44 in Adelaide and kind of say, thank goodness that they've been able to stick it out, because now we're paving the way forward to potentially a really interesting future.
And the fact is that I do Bent TV, but I'm also the Art Hunter as well.
Yes.
The amount of people, and I quite often tell you, because I've been blown away, the amount of people that actually say to me, my nephew, you know, he's got a staff of 50 or 60 people. I was on the phone to him this morning and actually said, a couple of them were actually saying about, you know, like your TV show on Channel 31 when I walked past them the other day, and they went, and he said, well, what are you talking about? And they went, we watch David's show every week. It's really interesting how many people watch Channel 31.
Well, particularly in Melbourne, it's possibly why we're still around, is that we've been historically very well supported, and more so than perhaps the other states were. We're a part of the landscape here in this city, and I think that's definitely not an uncommon scenario.
Yep.
People do watch it. It's not the same as perhaps the numbers that might have watched it once upon a time, as you know, TV viewership is changing and people are moving to different platforms. But certainly a large percentage of the population still will watch a piece of community TV at some point in their week.
Yeah. And what the really wonderful thing is that you're actually moving into the other side as well with CTV Plus.
Well, we have to. I think that's just a part of it, and it's a big part of the future. I know that...
Well, tell everyone, what is CTV Plus?
It's essentially Australia's community television streaming platform. So we've joined forces with the other stations and are putting out what everyone's sort of familiar with, a streaming platform that's available on the web, on their mobile phones, and soon to be on smart TVs. So it's where you can watch the linear broadcasts of the active stations as they're going live to air, but also catch up on many of the programs, and we're trying to get as much of not just the current programs, but our history of programs on there as well. So it's okay. More of a back catalogue, and just getting that, you know, as robust and as I guess out there as possible. Because as we move into the next phase of TV, and our current federal government are very interested in smart televisions, how they legislate that, how they look to make sure that there's a certain amount of Australian content being produced and available and accessible and all for free, having a community television service that's available on smart TVs that's separate to terrestrial broadcast is very important.
Great news. That's great news. And that's the federal government that's helping make that happen.
Well, in their arts policy that was released very recently, there was a distinct reference to community broadcasting and community television and making sure it had a long future. And so you sort of put two and two together. That obviously terrestrial broadcast is a thing that there may be a point in time where there won't be such a thing as broadcast TV. And so for us, that might be in the next 5 years or so. But certainly in the long-term future, it's going to be these kinds of things. And CTV Plus is a big part of what our future might look like.
Right.
And you said before that there was a lot of pushback from the government trying to, like, get Channel 31 off the air over the years.
Yeah.
Has there been any financial support from the government throughout all this time?
No. No. There's a really long answer to that question.
No is
effectively the correct answer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No support and no real... during that period, I would describe how we were treated as being incredibly poor. It would be, you know, a really kind way of putting it.
Mm, yeah, I believe that. And so a lot of people involved with Channel 31 are volunteers?
Absolutely, the majority, yeah. We have a small staff base. They're obviously, you know, employees, but the, you know, 1,000 or so people that go into making community television every week would be largely volunteers.
Pretty much the same as Joy.
Yes, yeah. Well, community broadcasting in general.
Yeah, you know? And it's an incredible launching pad as well. Yeah. Like, a lot of people started on Channel 31. I mean, my first introduction to radio was doing Sin at RMIT that was simultaneously broadcast on Channel 31.
Yep.
And I must say...
1700, was that?
Yeah, yes. And I don't ever want to watch it again, I filmed of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
We have videotapes at home and I don't want to know what 16-year-old Eve was like saying. But it was an incredible opportunity and it's one of the things that's made me continue to this day with, like, obviously radio now, but I went into film and television for 10 years as well. And that was, you know, a really great pathway for me to see what it was like.
It's still a really big part of tertiary pathways and we have a program running right now that's giving – it's a bit partnership with Vic Screen that's giving 10 young people who come from a variety of perhaps non-traditional backgrounds, aren't coming through tertiary pathways, that giving them an opportunity to get a career in film and television as well. So it's just that, you know, it's still very much a valid place for people to participate in. It's important that we have an open access TV platform for the community as a whole and everyone gets a chance to have their voice heard and see themselves represented. So it's still a very, you know, very much a worthwhile platform to have.
Hugely. Yeah.
Well, again, congratulations to you and your team.
Thanks.
That it's still going. And I'm loving it. The fact that I've got an outlet for the Art Hunter and contributing to Bent TV.
In the primetime spot of Sundays at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. and Bent TV, 10 o'clock on Friday evening.
Correct.
Yeah. Although you're ditching me on Sunday nights for 3 weeks.
Well, we have some comedy specials coming up that are produced that feature a whole range of really amazing up-and-coming comics. So it's for a good cause.
Okay, I'll accept.
All right, thank you so much. We've been talking to Shane Dunlop here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.